Yeah, how are the, you mobile? How are the roads out there? Any ice yet?
It depends where you are. I'm coming down 13 from Saginaw right now, and a little bit further north, all the way down into Chesaning. It was sloppy, but not bad. I am now down by Mount Morris Road, and it's not terrible at this point.
Okay, yeah, I'm currently in St. Clair County, and it's still just wet yet. Nothing's frozen, but it's like right at that 31 degrees, you know, where it could freeze any minute. And so I'm just wondering how my ride home later this evening is going to be.
Well, my experience is the opposite of what it usually is. It seems like the further south I'm coming, the better that it is. But of course, you know, it's Michigan, that could change in a minute.
Yeah, true about that. But I'm looking at the roads, man. They're just, everything's just soaking wet, and I'm just like, man, it drops a few more degrees. I know it takes probably, you gotta get 3 or 4 degrees freezing before the roads actually freeze over, but hopefully they'll be all solving later.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of salt trucks around here, not many of them. Like I said, 13 right now where I'm at is not terrible. I'm hoping that once I hit the interstate, it'll be a little bit better. I wasn't supposed to leave till tomorrow, but looking at this weather, it's like, well, I'm going to at least try to knock half of the trip out tonight, so I don't have to do it all in one day in bad weather.
Yeah, that's a smart idea. I only got to go 25 miles, but, you know, when it's things are icy and, you know, sketchy, that 30-minute drive turns into an hour or more, and white knuckling the whole time. So if I can get me driving out of the way before it gets nasty, that's the plan. This is WRWR 357.
Spend the day with the kids and then come back tomorrow night, but then seeing this weather the way it is, I'm like, well, you know, not really doing much of anything else today, you know, at least it's daylight, so I'll make it as far as I can, and when I can't go no more, I'll spend the night, and then at least tomorrow I won't have that much of a drive to get down there, but under good conditions, it's about a 3.5-hour drive today, and, you know, yeah, we'll see. What's your name, Charlie Zebra, 810 ID?
I've got about 15,000 miles left on the tires that I currently have, and it's weather like this and it makes you want to go immediately and buy, you know, brand new tires just for the peace of mind. But yeah, you got a bit of driving to do, so man, drive safe. Doesn't pay to get there 5 minutes early if you got to drive reckless.
Now, you know, it's my kids mean the world to me, and I get very limited time with them, so, excuse me, so it kind of works out with this weather being bad, because then at least I'll be closer in the morning. I won't have that much further to go to get to them, and then spend more time with them, and then just have to worry about the drive back tomorrow.